你哋收听紧嘅系葡萄树传媒 ymedia.org。
Well, let's pray. Sweet Daddy, we love you more. We truly appreciate you. Come and bless us. Revolutionize our mind. Reach out to our lives. Help us to be kingdom mindedness.In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Covenant blessings to covenant keepers. It's interesting that man was the very first person that God created. How long was man before a woman was created?A long time. So man was alone in the garden. Unfortunately, man was not lonely. Why was man not lonely? Because of the presence of God.The Bible says, at the cool of the day, God comes down and the fellowship. What was the primary reason why God created man? Was for fellowship. In fact, the arrangement was so organized. In the Garden of Eden, there was a natural water that flows.And God planned in such a way that the water watered the garden on his own. Adam didn't need to fetch water to water the plant. There was a divine arrangement. There was no sweat. No suffering. No sickness. No age limitation. But it was when man fell.All the problem came upon man. So God now decided to reconcile man back. Which is very simple. And the interesting thing about God is that before man was created, the blessing was already pronounced. God had an idea who he wanted to create.With what type of potential? Say his image and the likeness of God. So when you look at Genesis, let's quickly look at Genesis. Since we are going to be living in Genesis today. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. So before man was created,God has plans for man. All our work today will be in Genesis. Verse 26. And God said, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fowls of this.Over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creep upon the earth. Verse 27. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Created he them. At this moment, man was not created.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。很有意思的是，上帝把这些祝福宣告之前，人事实上还没有造出来啊。
In verse 28,
28节
，And God blessed them.
神就赐福给他们。
But man physically has not been created.
但此刻人还没有被有
Man was created in Genesis 2:7. But this is chapter 1. Now the first word that God pronounced was a covenant blessing. And God said unto them, number two, be fruitful. Number one is blessing. Number two is fruitfulness. Number three, multiply. God said, be blessed. Be fruitful. And then multiply. He gave number four thing that God pronounced on the man. Is to replenish the earth. Number five, subdue it. Number six, have dominion. God gave man six power here. Or six blessings here. But man was not created yet. So before the creation of man, there was a blessing. You can tap into a covenant blessing. How can I tap into God's covenant blessings? I think the master keyword tonight is obedience. If we can come to God and prove ourselves that we're willing to be obedient to God, great things God is about to do. Now, God want to make a covenant with Abraham. You know why? Remember that Abraham came from an idol worship family. So he was a first Christian. God called him out. He was willing to obey. He left his family. He left the family's idols. He came to the Lord and accepted the call of God, the call of salvation. And God wants to make a covenant with us today. If we are willing to work for God, that is the key. Abraham had a willingness. When God called him, he couldn't say, God, excuse me. My father's not a Christian. My parents are not Christians. They are not going to allow me to go to church. So I'm not going to follow you now. Save my father first. He couldn't give excuse. Obeyed God. He left everything around him. And followed God. And that was not just all. It's not enough to come to church. You have to be committed to God. You have to be serious. You have to have the willingness to work for God. That is where the covenant blessing comes in. Let's read this long scripture. In Genesis chapter 17, 1 to 9. Let's read together. Page 4. Can we go?
上帝又对他说：“我与你立约，你要做多国的父。从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。我要与你并你世世代代的后裔建立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的上帝。我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业。我也必做他们的上帝。”上帝又对亚伯拉罕说：“你和你的后裔必。”
Amen. Just one man. Abraham. God picked him out. And used him mightily. Can you imagine? If God can found this wonderful man here. What we can do to Taipei. What we can do to Taiwan. Amen. Abraham was just one. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, I am the God Almighty. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me. And be thou perfect. His name was Abraham. Now, God, look at number one. God is not limited by age. God is not limited by age. Amen. How many anybody here 99 years old here? Nobody 99 years old? So, you know what? This thing is good for young people, not this. At my age. But look at Abraham. God did not call him when he was 55 years and 25 years old. At this particular scripture, the Bible mentioned the age when he spoke to him. The Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Yes, God introduced himself to Abraham. God introduced himself to Abraham. Walk before me and be perfect. I wanted to be a serious, committed Christian. Yet God had been appearing before him. He gave him a specific instruction. So God is not limited by age. God is not limited by age to bless you. God is not limited by age to promote you. God is not limited by age to increase you. God is not limited by age to use you. You may say, well, when I was 25 or 35, I would have done exploit. No, God is not limited by age. Are you willing to walk before God with perfect heart, a clean heart, a holy heart? Then you can attract the covenant blessings from God in your life, in your business, in your family. I'm sure Abraham quickly made up his mind. Well, at this moment, he's still Abraham. Look at number two. Verse two. And I will make my covenant between me and thee. And I will multiply thee exceedingly. So Abraham, God saw his heart. That the guy was willing, was ready to go. And God moved to make a covenant with him. Look at number two. A covenant of multiplication. God wants to multiply us. Why will he want to multiply you? Because that is one of the blessings that was pronounced before you were created. So it is your right. So you can trace your way back to your rights. You can get it back. If you have the willingness. God could not tell him, let me go and think. He knew this guy was ready. And then he quickly do something for him. Look at verse 3. And Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him saying, you see, a willing heart. He was willing. He fell before the Lord. And when God saw his heart, that this guy was willing, was ready. Verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. Immediately, God moved into covenant with him. God saw his heart. He knew he was ready. And thou shalt be a father of many nations. And yet this guy doesn't have one little child. Isaac was not born at this moment. And God said to him, you shall be a father of many nations. A covenant God made with him. Because he saw his heart. God is looking at your heart tonight. Can you become a covenant keeper? Can you enter into a partnership with God? Say, God, I'm ready. Here I am. Use me. When God sees your heart, he's going to move. It was in the same meeting with God and Abraham. When God appeared to him, God told him to walk before me, be perfect. And something happened to him. He opened his heart towards God. He was willing. God saw it. And God moved. I want to remind you of somebody else. It was Moses. When he was going, he saw the fire burning in the leaves and the bush was not consumed. And he said, I will now turn aside and see this great side. There's a big fire in the tree in the bush. It's still green. When he turned aside, the Bible says, in God saw that he turned aside, and God called him. It doesn't take 2,100 years. God is looking at your heart, the response of your heart. Look at number three, a covenant of exceedingly. God, he multiply you, and you begin to have an abundance. Another word is abundant. You see, when you come before the Lord with an open heart, there is no limit to the blessings and the prosperity of God. In health, in physical life, look at Job. He lost everything. He was shaking his body. But God restored him. You know what God did? He increased his age. And he lived and see his fourth generation. He was old, but he was still young and strong. He saw the third and the fourth generation. Because he went into a covenant blessing with God. By walking obedient to God's word. Look at verse 5. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations I have made thee. See number 5, God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. You are no longer Abram. You are now Abraham. What is the meaning of Abraham? The father of multitude. You are a father of multitude. You are no longer barren. You are no longer dry. Now get back to that same verse 5. The second part of the word, after you change your name to Abraham, for a father of many nations, as have I made thee, past tense. But God was still talking with him. But in the spiritual realm, it's been considered done. I have made thee. But he was, at this moment, Isaac has not come.
此刻在讲话的时候，以撒还没有生出来。
God just changed his name.
上帝就已经改了他。
And God said, "I have made thee."
上帝说，我已立你。
He did not say, "I'm making thee," and "I will make thee," but he used a past tense word.
他没有讲说我将立你，或是正立你。他讲的是过去完成式的动作。
So God want to change your name.
上帝要来改你的名字。
When he talks about change of names,
我们讲到改名字哦。
Sometimes it's not physical real name.
有时候不是只是你真实人家叫你的那个名字。
Sometimes it's a physical real name.
有时候会是这样子，没错。
God changed Jacob to Israel.
比如把雅各名字改为以色列。
So God can change anything in your life.
同样，上帝，你生命当中，他要改什么都可以改。
When you see the availability of your heart,
他一旦看到你心是挪出来的。
God can change your career.
上帝可以改变你的生涯。
God can change your income.
他可以改变你的收入。
God can change your situation.
可以改变你的情况。
God can change your circumstances.
可以改变你的问题。
God can relocate you.
他可以重新的调动你。
God can change everything around you.
他可以改变关于你的一切。
Your company set up a new product, a new business, a new idea, a new concept.Just if you're willing to walk with God, there is no mountain God cannot move.
没有说哪一座山是上帝没有办法挪的。
99-year-old man.
你看一个九十九岁的老人。
And that's when the blessing want to begin right now.
而且就是九十九岁的时候祝福才开始呢。
He would have said, "God, you know I'm old now."
他也可以讲说，主啊，你知道我。
So how long am I going to live now?
那你想九十九岁还能够？
God is not limited
上帝才不会受限制
by space,
他不会受空间
by time,
时间的限制
by environment,
或者是环境的限制
If we understand the way God works,
那你必须要知道神行事的方式
we can tap into a covenant blessing,
若你知道的话你就可以连接那盟约的祝福
as covenant keepers,
作为一个守约者
my good Lord,
说我的
the blessings of God become our portion,
神他的祝福就成为我们的福分
Amen, if you become the president,Your name has been changed.
那你的名字当然就改了。
What's your new name?
你的名字是什么
？Mr. President.
哦，你是总统先生。
People are only knowing him like as Mr. President.
所以大家就是称他是总统先生。
So God can change you.
同样，上帝也可以改变。
Look at David.
你看看大卫。
Who was David?
大卫原本是什么
？A bush boy.
是一个牧童。
Inside a bush.
他只是在丛林里面看羊。
His friends were sheep.Nobody want to be a friend of David. But when God anointed him and changed him from a shepherd to a king, thank God for women.
Oh, 感谢神，他造的女人，他们看了大卫就开始唱歌。
David killed Saul, killed 1,000. David 10,000.
扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Jealousy started.
结果就有嫉妒。
Envy started by King Saul.
结果扫罗他就心红。
It changed. We need a change in our lives.
因此我们生命也需要有一个改变。
When we have an encounter with God,
但我们要跟神有相遇。
There will be a dramatic and a tremendous turnaround.
我们若跟神有真实相遇，我们会有极度的转变的。
Abraham to Abraham.
你看从亚伯兰，然后被称为是亚伯拉罕。
We must be available for.God to work in our lives.
我们一定要挪出来，让神有机会在我们生命当中做工。
Look at number six.
第六点。
A covenant of fruitfulness.
多结果子的盟约。
A covenant of fruitfulness.
多结果子的盟约。
That is verse six.
这是第六节讲的。
And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful.
我必使你的后裔极其繁多。
And I will make nations of thee.
国度从你而立。
I will make nation of thee.
国度从你而立。
He go forward.
再继续讲。
In kings.
君王
shall come out of thee,
从你而出
President,
君王
King shall come out of thee,
君王必从你而出
Just one man obedient,
就单单一个人他的顺服
From an idol family,
从一个拜偶像的背景
He did not come from a pastoral family,
他可不是做牧师家庭来的
So God picked nobody,
所以上帝让一个无名小卒
From nowhere,
从一个人家不知道的地
方 And make something out of nothing,
从一个人他本来不是什么就让他成为一个有大作为的人
Some of the rich men today, rich, real, real rich men,
今日有一些真实的有钱人
Some of them came from a very, very poor, poor background.
有些人真是出身贫穷的背景。
Look at Bill Gates.
你看看比尔盖茨。
You know Bill Gates.
大家都知道他吧。
His family were not millionaires.
他的家人根本不是富豪级的。
He came from nowhere.
他来的根本是没有人知道。
And God just, you know, there's a powerful wealth.
但你知道有一种是得着财富的能力。
Ideas.
因为上帝给他点子。
And he became prosperous.
他因为这样就开始就昌盛。
One of the richest man in the whole world.
成了世界首富之一。
He said, "Don't belittle yourself."
所以你不要小看自己呀。
Don't look down on yourself.
你也不要矮化自己。
Say, "I wish I was Mr. So So and So."
我真希望我是某某某。
Okay, well, I don't have. I'm nobody.
哎呀，我就没有人注意，我是小人物。
Excuse me.
你在说
什么？ God is looking for nobody.
上帝就是找那些小人物呢。
To take nobody.
找一个小人物。
And make something out of nobody.
把它造成一个大人物。
Because if you are somebody.
因为如果你本来是一个大人物。
And you become somebody more and more.
你成为一个大大人物。
You have no testimony.
那你就没什么见证可以讲。
But if you are nobody.
但如果你是小人物。
And God pick nobody.
上帝挑你。
And make something out of nothing.
把你从小人物就变成大人物。
It was God.
你就可以说好在是因为。
Amen.I came from nowhere.
我本来是一个无名的人。
And God lifted me up.
上帝提升了我。
It is God.
全部都是神的荣耀。
Just like our father Abraham.
就像我们的先祖。
Amen.
亚伯拉罕。
It was God.
全然都是上帝。
It is God.
全然都是上帝。
Amen. When God did a miracle for me.
当神为我行神迹的时候。
Every day I say, look at God.
我每天说啊。
I said, look at God.
啊，你们看看
上帝吧。The greatness of our God.
看看我们上帝的伟大吧。
The awesomeness of our God.
上帝他令人可畏的地方。
Look at God.
你看看上帝吧。
Every day I say, shout it, look at God.
我天天说，你当看看上帝呀。
Amen. Can you see the fruitfulness of God?
所以你可不可以看到神的信实啊？
A covenant of fruitfulness.
是那种盟约的。
So whatever you're doing,
因此不管你做的是什么
，God wants you to be fruitful.
上帝都要你多结果子。
What are you doing?
你在做什么
？No matter what you're doing,
不管做的是什么
，Even if you're selling the little, the cheapest thing in this country,
即便你在卖的东西是全台湾最便宜的东西
，Even if you're selling candy,
或者是你卖糖果啊
，God wants to prosper it.
上帝也让你这卖糖果卖得很赚钱。
That is the nature of God.
神他本来就是这样。
Candy.
你连卖糖果一块卖两块钱，
$1, $2.
你要卖一块钱两块钱。
God say, I want to bless it.
上帝说我要祝福你。
I want you to be fruitful.
我要你多结果子。
That is God's promise. That's God's covenant.
上帝这是他的应许，是他的盟约。
Look at number seven.
第七点。
To make nation out of thee.
国度从你而立，多国从你而立。
So in verse six, God say, I want to make nation out of you.
第六节，上帝说国度从你而立。
You know to make nation out of you.
你知道这什么意思吧？
So many ways.
有很多的方式哦。
It can be through your children.
比如透过你的后代，你的孩子。
It can be through your products.
或是透过你的产品。
And two kinds of children, even three.
我们有两类或讲三类的孩子。
Biological children.
是你自己肉身生的。
Spiritual children.
还有属灵的孩子。
Who that just appreciate and become your children, kind of.
这些人他们是很感激你的。
And you look at so many things.
你看看很多东西。
God want to do in our lives.
上帝他要在我们生命当中做很多事。
If we can catch the covenant of God.
但我们必须要去把握住上帝那些盟约。
Look at number seven.
第七点。
With this verse number eight.
就是在第八节讲的。
Verse seven.
第七节
and number eight, a covenant to establish Abraham.
建立亚伯拉罕的盟约
a covenant to establish you. Don't put Abraham, put your name right now.
你这边应该是说你自己把你自己的名字写上去
a covenant to establish Ime.
建立顾美珍的盟约
感谢主
这是我的名字感谢主感谢主
耶稣谢谢你God said he wanted to make a covenant to establish me.
上帝他说他要来建立跟我的。
That's what is in verse 7.
这是第七节讲的。
And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in the generation for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. What a promise.
第七节我要与你并你世世代代后裔建立我的约做永远的约是要做你和你后裔的上帝这是好棒的一处经文。
God want to establish us.
上帝要来建立我们。
Let's dwell here a little bit more.
我们这边好好来谈一下。
The word "establish" is very, very important.
建立这个字眼很重要啊。
Do you know why businesses collapse?
为什么有些生意垮掉了
？They can make money.
他们可以赚钱啊。
They own buildings.
他们可以有自己的大楼。
And yet the business collapses.
但最终垮掉了。
Yesterday we were in Taichung.
昨天我们在台中聚会。
And I saw this big, massive building.
我看到一栋很大的建筑物。
And he showed me, Ben showed me this building.
洪斌他指那一栋建筑跟我讲，他说牧师你看看那一栋建筑物。
Was owned by our company.
是本来是我们以前的公司所拥有的。
The company even owned a bank.
甚至我们公司也有自己的银行。
But it was all taken.
但全部通通被查封掉了。
I said what happened.
我问洪斌说为什么？
They had problem.
因为出问题。
So to own a building is not a deal.
因此你本来就是说 有一个、啊、建筑是没什么问题的。
Look at that number eight. It must be established.
第八点讲说一定要把它建立起来。
If it is not established by God,
如果不是上帝为你建立的，
it will fall somehow.
最后还是一样会倒下来。
So God did not fail to mention this. I want to establish.
上帝他这边明明就是讲说我要建立你。
You need to come into a covenant where God can establish you.
因此你要来到一个跟神立盟约的地方，就是神来建立你。
There are some people who have been doing one business, one product.
有一些人他们单单就是只是生产一种产品。
For the past 50 years.
就这样一产就产了五十年。那公司还是一样照样经营。
The past 200 years, the business is still running.
或者是二十年以来生意还是一样在做。
Because it's established by God.
因为这一个公司或产品就是神建立起来。
So when you come into a covenant blessing with God,
因此你一旦跟神立盟约的话，
the number eight, God said, I will establish thee.
第八点，神应许说我要建立你。
How can I get established?
那么我如何被建立？
Is to have a divine connection with a divine covenant with God.
你就要跟神有这属天的连结，连结上那属天的盟约。
And when God establishes you,
一旦是神在建立你哦，
let the wind blow.
那你风来。啊吹啊、
Let the storm come.
或者是暴风雨来啊、
you cannot be moved.
你丝毫不受动摇。
Because you are established on a divine covenant.
因为你是建立在属天的盟约基础上。
Look at number nine.
第九点。
A covenant for Abraham and his children. A covenant for you and your children.
给亚伯拉罕和他的子孙之盟约。
Look at verse eight.
第八节。
And I will give unto thee, unto thy seed after thee, the land which thou had.A stranger and all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be thy God.
我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业。我也必做他们的上帝。
Not just you, your seed, your children.
因此，单单不是你，还有你的后裔。
Your seed, your grandchildren.
你的子孙，你的孙子。
The land that you are a stranger.
你现在寄居的地。
You will possess it.
你必得着这地。
Let's come into the business world with this word.
我们以现在的商业世界来说吧。
You have a product.
你有一个产品。
And your product is in America.
你的产品卖到美国。
That's in a strange land.
那就是一个寄居或者是一个国外的地方。
Your product is in South Africa.
你的产品是在啊南非。
Your product is in Nigeria.
或者奈及利亚。
What is the covenant saying?
那么在盟约里面讲的是。
The covenant blessing said.
盟约祝福说。
We will cause this product in America to spread.
它会让盟约祝福让你的祝福在美国是很畅销。
And then this business begin to prosper in America.
而且你所做的生意在美国是非常赚钱。
This is a strong product in America.
这一个产品在啊美国是外地来的。
In Nigeria,
在奈及利亚。
This is a foreign product.
这也是外地来的。
You take over the land.
因此你就得着那一块市场。
In South Africa,
在南非。
Is the running product.
也一样。
In any way you go, God said it's going to cause you to bless and to prosper.
你的产品不管卖到哪里，上帝说这盟约只是说你要来昌盛。
Your physical children.
你自己生的孩子。
They go to another country.
他们。到另外一个国家去
they succeed,
很成功
they prosper,
他们昌盛
they excel,
他们很昌盛
they grow,
他们成长
they are fulfilled,
他们 很满足
Look at number 10,
第十
a covenant to possess Canaan
第十点讲到得着迦南全地的盟约
so you possess Canaan,
你得着迦南全地
it please you go, the blessings of God become yours
你所到之处神的祝福都是你的
Amen How to walk in God's covenant.
那么你如何行在神的盟约里啊?
Number one is commitment.
首先你要有委身。
Abraham was committed.
亚伯拉罕就是这样。
Lord, I'm committed.
主啊，我是委身的。
I want to walk in your covenant.
我想要行在你的盟约里。
There was a commitment to God.
他对神可是有委身哦。
You can come into a covenant with God.
你可以跟神有一个盟约。
A covenant is made within two parties.
盟约是两方所立的
It's just like an agreement.
就好像两个人所同意的
God, I made up my mind to save you, to work for you all my life.
上帝，我下定决心这一生要来为你做
Abraham was committed.
亚伯拉罕他也是一样很委身
He was a man that you can talk about a whole day.
我们可以整天就是来谈关于亚伯拉罕这个人
Because he lived up to expectation.
因为他真的是把他这些期待给活出来了
His life was a challenge.
他的一生就是挑战
He was committed.
他真是委身
To the call.
他委身于呼召。
He was willing.
愿意。
To do anything for God.
愿意为神做任何事。
No matter what God asked him to do.
不管神要他做的是什么。
There was no limit.
他绝对都不限制的。
Because he he understands.
因为他明白啊,
that he pays to work for God.
他知道说为神做是值得的,
so you have to be committed.
同样你也要委身啊,
to the word of God.
对神的话语委身,
to prayers.
来祷告上委身,
now look at Abraham.
你看看这个人亚伯拉罕,
and you know Abraham was there before the Bible. Abraham was there before the Bible.
亚伯拉罕他是
Abraham before the Bible, Bible,
Bible.
Who taught him tithe? Do you know that?
有没有注意这一点?
He paid tithe.
他亚伯拉罕也做十一奉献啊,
because he was committed to God. There was no pastor behind his back to persuade him. There was no pastor behind his back to persuade him to seek the face of God. Number two,
第二点,
walking with God with all my heart.
全心与神同行,
Abraham gave all his heart to the Lord. God, I'm ready.
主啊,
Lord, I'm open.
主,
here I am.
我就在这里,
whatever you want me to do,
你要我做什么?
I'm going to do it.
我就是要去做,
you've been entered a covenant with me.
你要跟我来立盟愿,
I'm going to prove myself faithful.
我就要跟你证明说我是忠心的,
I'm going to be sure that I can do everything within my power to please you, God.
我要确定尽我所能来讨你喜悦。
Number three,
第三点,
willingness to listen to him and obey his voice. A lot of people are not really too willing, they are not willing to listen. And even when they hear, they don't want to do it.
听完,
so that's why they cannot enter into covenant blessing with God.
Give us
the details, the little details.
It
was willing to walk with God. Listen to him. Obey his voice. How can I hear the voice of God? The voice is revealed right here in the Word. What is God saying to me today? I know the will of God. You come to hear the Word of God. God used the preachers, the ministers to speak his mind also. And sometimes you receive direction as you hear the Word. I can become another Abraham. If I can open up to God, if I'm willing to obey his voice, he was able to carry out what God asked him to do.
第四点, 完成大使命,
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕啊,
yes, Lord,
是主,
because he was always listening.
因为他经常是耳朵敞开的听,
get out of your family house,
你离开你家吧,
get out of your kindred. In your country,
你的本地吧,
to a place I'll show you. And you know what the amazing thing? God did not tell him where to go.
上帝叫他去,
excuse me?
啊,
are you sure it's God?
你确定是上帝叫你去吗?
See, Abraham will go and tell his friends.
亚伯拉罕他会去跟他朋友讲,
God told me to get out of here.
上帝叫我离开此地,
what would be the first question his friend would ask him?
他的朋友第一个反应会说什么?
To go to where?
要去哪里? 去哪里?
Where are you going?
要去哪里?
Are you sure it's God?
你确定那是上帝吗?
What kind of voice is that?
我这什么声音啊?
So where are you going now?
那你现在去哪里?
Where are you going?
去哪里?
I don't know.
我也不知道,
I only hear the voice.
我只听到声音,
God said, go.
上帝说去,
that was what happened to me.
我就是这样子,
I was praying for 30 days. I was praying for 30 days.
我有一次祷告30天,
I only heard a half instruction like Abraham.
我只有听到一半的指引就像亚伯拉罕,
God said to me, 60% of your time is taken away from your country. That's what I heard.
上帝只跟我说你 60%的时间要在你国家以外的地方度过。
He did not tell me where.
他没有跟我说会在哪里度过。
He did not tell me how.
也没有跟我讲如何。
I took another 1 year to pray.
那我又花了一年时间祷告。
Where?
为了说去哪里怎么去祷告。
God was taking me from one wilderness to another.
上帝就这样子一步一步带我。
So sometimes we have to obey God. Sometimes you have to ignore things to obey God.
为了顺服神, 有时候我们要去忽视一些不重要的事情。
Number four, carrying out the Great Commission.
第四, 完成大使命。
What is the Great Commission?
什么是大使命?
The commission of evangelism.
就是传福音的大使命。
He said, God has called us in this time.
上帝在这个世代呼召我们。
To win souls.
要救灵魂。
That is the greatest commission.
那是最大的使命。
Go he.
你要去那边去。
Preach the gospel.
传福音
That's a great commission.
这就是大使命
How can I carry a great commission?
我如何完成大使命
So many ways.
有太多方式可以做
What we are doing in our prayer center.
在我们祷告中心乃及列祷告中心所做的事
We call it evangelism on your knees.
我们说是在你的膝盖上传福音
We pray people into the kingdom through our prayer.
我们透过祷告让人来进入神的国度。
Evangelism on your knees.
你是在膝盖上传福音。
So you can carry that out.
你也可以透过这样子完成大使命。
And number two.
第二个呢？
You can go yourself and preach to somebody and win the person.
或者是你去抓个人跟他传福音，然后让他得救。
Number three.
第三个方式。
You can sponsor a missionary.
或你可以赞助一个宣教士。
You win a soul.
他得。得到一条灵魂
or you win souls.
或者是很多灵魂
so there are so many ways to become a, to carry out a great commission.
因此完成大使命有很多的方式
either you go it or you go indirectly with your money or your time or your talent or whatever
要么你是直接去或是透过你的时间你的、啊、金钱的奉献各方面来完成
This is the challenge
这真是一种挑战、啊、
The same verse 17
在第十七节、啊、
The same 17 look at them 1517:15. And God said unto Abraham,
As
Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her a name Sarah, but Sarah shall have name be.
十五节，上帝又对亚伯拉罕说：“你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的
名
要叫撒拉。”
Your name is no longer Sarah. Call it Sarah.
不可再叫撒来，她的名要叫撒拉。
Change his name. He changed the wife's name.
上帝把他的妻子的名字改掉了。
And I will bless her.
我必赐福给他。
And give thee a son also.
也要使你从他得一个儿子。
Of her, the child that is going to come from Sarah.
孩子要从撒拉来。
Very, very specific.
这边讲得很明确。
And I will bless her.
我要赐福给他。
And she shall be a mother of nations.
她也要做多国之母。
Kings of people shall be of her.
比由百姓的君王从他而出
very, very, very specific.
讲得非常清楚
I'm going to bless your wife
我必赐福给你的妻子
And she's going to have a son
她必得一个儿子
And God even gave this boy a name
上帝都帮这孩子的名字取好了
He said his name will be called Isaac in verse 19
在十九节讲到说他的名字要叫以撒
Turn to the next page
我们再来看接下来
And God did something here
上帝在这边做了一件事。
Let's read together. Yeah, beginning from verse 20.
我们的
21, please.
二十一节，我们读二十一节到二十二节来，请。到明年这时节，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他立定所立的约。上帝和亚伯拉罕说完的话，就离开他，上升去了。
21, but my covenant will establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham.
刚刚牧师读的是21、22节。
So Abraham heard the voice of God again.
亚伯拉罕又再次听到神的声音。
And after God has finished talking with him, he left.
上帝说完以后就离他而去。
Look at number one.
你看看下面的第一点。
God changed the wife's name.
上帝改变亚伯拉罕妻子的名字。
And God promised to give them a son number two.
应许给他赐福给他们一个儿子。
And God promised number three to establish Isaac.
第三点，上帝应许要建立以撒。
And number four, God promised to bless Isaac.
第四，上帝应许要祝福以撒。
He said, "As I have promised you, Abraham."
他说，正如我赐福给你，
Your son will experience the same thing.
你的孩子也有同样的经验要来蒙福。
After about 100 years now.
那就是一百年，
一百岁，
那亚伯以撒生出来的。
And Sarah was 90 years old.
撒拉90岁。
Let's read 22:3. 22, Genesis 21:3.
第五页，创世纪二十二章的第三节，请。 亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往上帝所指示他的地方去了。
Amen. And it came to pass after these things, the Lord did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moab, and offer him for a burnt offering unto me, one of the mountain which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, instead of an ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clothed the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into a place of which God had told him.
刚刚牧师读的是《创世记》22:1-3.
This is a challenge.
这正是一种挑战。
Number one, God tested Abraham.
第一点，我们看到上帝试验亚伯拉罕。
100 years old.
100岁了。
God has given me a nice looking son.
好不容易上帝给我一个漂亮的孩子。
After a few years.
但几年后哦。
I'm sure Isaac was a little bit, maybe about 10 years old about.
我想呀，以撒这个时候大约是十多岁吧。
Because he was able to go with them and take the wood and all that, so he might have been a little big boy.
他可以跟爸爸到山上，而且扛这些柴。
God said, Abraham.
上帝对亚伯拉罕说。
Yes, Lord.
亚伯拉罕，然后亚伯拉罕说，是的，上帝。
I want you to take your son.
我要你带儿子。
Your only son Isaac.
你独生的儿子以撒。
And go to the mountain.
往摩利亚地去。
Not just anywhere.
不是任何地方啊。
Offer him unto me as a sacrifice.
你在我所指示你的地方，把它献为燔祭。
I want to ask you a question. How many of you will do that?
我要问诸位，若你是亚伯拉罕，你会做的，你会做吗？你会照做吗？
To be honest.
老实说。
At old age,
而且年纪已经大把了。
The son you've waited for 25 years,
已经等了25年，好不容易生了一个儿子。
And God said, I want this guy.
几年之后，上帝竟然说，我要你的儿子。
I need Isaac for an offering.
我要以撒为燔祭。
And not just anywhere.
而且还不是让他到任何地方去。
God asked him to go to the mountain.
上帝要他上山去。
You know the pain to go to climb the mountain?
你知道爬上山的那一种痛苦啊。
God wanted to test his obedience.
上帝要试验他的顺服度。
Sometime before God promotes us, we have to be tested.
上帝要提升我们之前，有时候我们要先被试验一下。
Thank God for our father Abraham.
感谢上帝，我们有这位亚伯拉罕，我
们的
祖先。上帝就把亚伯拉罕就把以撒带上去。
With the young man.
带着他儿子。
And as they were going.
他们往这路上走的时候。
When it was close to the mountain.
快接近那山。
You guys can stay behind.
他就跟他讲说，你先。
Just Isaac and the father.
他叫随行的仆人说，你就在这边等，就亚伯拉罕跟他自己儿子上去。
I'm sure the boy was a little bit matured.
我想这个时候以撒应该是比较成长的。
Daddy.
爸爸。
Where's the lamb for the sacrifice?
那我们要献的羊在哪里？
The Lord will provide and save a lamb. Not knowing he was talking to Isaac right now here.
你不用担心啊，神他会预备的。
And then he went to the mountain.
他们就两个上山去了。
It's amazing.
这真是让我们觉得很妙。
That Abraham did not tell Sarah.
亚伯拉罕都没有跟他太太报告一声。
What would have happened?
他没有跟他讲说，如果他真的跟他太太讲，你想结果会怎么样？
Say Sarah.
说沙来老婆。
God told me yesterday.
昨天上帝跟我说。
We're going to sacrifice Isaac.
说要把我们的儿子献上为祭。
Before the walk up.
那我想亚伯拉罕还没有起床之前。
Sarah would take the boy and run to the parents.
沙拉一定带着那宝贝儿子赶快往父母家去逃。
Your father is wicked.
以撒，我跟你讲，你爸爸很可恶，他要杀你哦。
And they will never go back home again.
所以他们从此就不再回家门了。
Thank God did not tell the wife.
感谢上帝，他很聪明，没有跟他老婆通报。
Look at verse 10.
你看第十节。
And Abraham stretched forth his hand.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀。
And took the knife to slay his son.
要杀他的儿子。
I want to kill a boy for God now.
我要为神杀掉我的独生子。
And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am.
亚伯拉罕的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，他说，我在这里。
God said, This guy is the guy I'm looking for now.
上帝说，哦，这个人真是我要的人。
This guy is the best.
这个人是最棒的人选。
And he said, Let not thy hand be upon the lot.
他说：“你不可在这童子身上下手。”
Neither anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God.
一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏上帝的了。
See that thou have not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me.
因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
Angel said, "Come on, guy, you are the best guy."
使者这边讲说：“哎，亚伯拉罕，你实在是太棒了。”
You were willing to do anything just to sacrifice your only son.
你现在上次啊，为了你要为了表现说你愿意做任何事，连你献你的孩子你都愿意。
So you untied the boy.
你已经把你孩子都绑好了。
He thought around there was a lamb.
他想说反正就有一只羊嘛。
What a miracle!
哇，这是结果他一转身有看到一只羊，这是何等的一种神迹啊
！Look at it. Abraham obeyed God.
亚伯拉罕顺从上帝。
Look at number two.
第二点。
He asked.Spiritually, he has given up Isaac to God.
可以讲说，在属灵上，他已经为神杀掉了以撒了。
If the angel did not call him,
因为如果天使使者没有拦手的话，真的他啊，的确会活生生把他的孩子杀掉的。
Look at 15.
十五节。
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time.
耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说。
And said, "By myself have I sworn," says the Lord.For because thou hast done this thing, hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing, verse 17, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed after thee. Sorry, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of thy enemies.
十六节、十七节，耶和华说：“你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说：论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。”
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
十八节，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
God swore unto Abraham.
上帝他看他向亚伯拉罕起誓。
Because he obeyed him.
因为亚伯拉罕顺服上帝。
God pronounced a blessing on him.
上帝就宣告祝福在亚伯拉罕身上。
Number four, God make an everlasting covenant of multiplication with him.
第四点，上帝就跟他立倍增的盟约。
You see, the first one was multiplied.
首先是倍增。
The second one, there are two things here.
第二点的话有两种。
Multiplication.
一个是倍增。
Multiplying.
哦，一个是不断的倍增。
Look at verse 17.
第十七节
that in blessing continuously now,
论福
not bless,
这个是不断的祝福
I will bless thee,
我必赐大福给你
in multiplying continuously,
而且上帝是不断的给他倍增
I will multiply thy seed,
我必叫你的子孙多起来
as the stars of the heaven,
如同天上的星
as the sun which is upon the seashore,
海边的沙
what a privilege,
哇，这是何等的一种特权啊
God to multiply you like the sun and the,You know, sun in the seashore.
上帝要倍增你，好像天上的星跟海边的沙。你们看过海边的沙
？Can you count them?
你可不可以数算海边的沙
？The stars in the heaven.
你可以算天上的星星吗
？When you're obedient to God.
你一旦对神顺服
，When you enter into a covenant blessing with God.
你跟神进入那盟约的祝福
，You are willing to walk like Father Abraham.
而且你愿意像亚伯拉罕这样子来行。
Look at Abraham.
你就看看亚伯拉罕。
You see faith in his life.
你看他生命当中有信心。
Can God find faith in your life?
神可不可以在你生命当中看到信心
？Look at Abraham.
还有亚伯拉罕。
You see prayer in his life.
你看到他生命当中他也祷告。
Look at Abraham.
他。
He believed God.
他相信上帝。
Look at Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
He gave God praise in every situation.
他不管什么事，他都是赞美神。
Look at Abraham.
你看亚伯拉罕。
A man that trusted God.
他真是信靠上帝啊。
He trusted God.
他真是信靠上帝。
With all his heart.
全心信靠。
Look at Abraham.
你看亚伯拉罕。
A man with focus.
是一个有专注的人。
Look at Abraham.
看看亚伯拉罕。
You see determination.
你看到他下决心。
Look at Abraham.
你看看亚伯拉罕。
You see a willing heart.
你看到他愿意。
Can we be willing?
同样，我们是不是愿意啊？
Having a willing heart,
我们有愿意的心吗？
To go the extra miles with God,
愿意跟神同样多走一些路。
Look at Abraham,
看看亚伯拉罕。
A man that is willing to give everything to God,
他愿意为神把一切通给出去。
He was willing to sacrifice his only son that he has waited for 25 years.
连自己的独生子等了二十五年，他都愿意牺牲掉。
Can we allow God to use us?
我们可不可以容让神来用我们？
Look at Abraham,
你看亚伯拉罕。
He was a man that was available for God.
他随时都是准备好给上帝的。
Say God, anything you ask me to do.
上帝啊，你要我做什么？做什么事
？I'm going to do it.
我都愿意做。
It was when he did all this.
他愿意的做一切。
God now said multiplying.
上帝说，你就不断的倍增。
Multiplying.
不断的倍增。
Every day you're going to multiply.
每天你要倍增。
And the blessing was so great.
哇，这祝福太大了。
Nations shall come out of thee.
因为多国要从他而出。
Kings shall come out of thee.
君王要从他而立。
The stars of the heaven.
天上的星。
You can't even number them.
你根本没有办法数。
Covenant keepers,
是守约的人。
Can we copy our father Abraham?
我们可不可以效仿我们这位先祖亚伯拉罕？
And the same God of Abraham,
同样亚伯拉罕的上帝，
will be your God.
同样也是你的上帝。
Amen. The God of Abraham,
亚伯拉罕的上帝，
will be your God.
必然做你的上帝。
The God of blessing.The God of good health,
上帝的祝福，上帝的健康。
The God of favor,
还有那一些给人恩惠的上帝。
The God of strength,
上帝的力量。
The God of prosperity,
上帝的昌盛。
The God of increase,
这位加增的上帝。
Will be your God,
也是你的上帝。
Tap into the covenant blessing today.
你今天一定要连接上这盟约的祝福。
When you tap into the covenant blessing,
你一旦连接上这些盟约的祝福。
God is always ready.
上帝经常是预备好的。
It is not God's problem, it is my problem.
问题不在于上帝，是在于我。
As long as I can come in.
我一旦来到神面前。
God say welcome.
进入上帝说，
welcome,
welcome. 来来来，欢迎欢迎。
欢迎欢迎欢迎。Amen. He's waiting for us.
上帝他准为我们预备好了。
So that he can fulfill our lives.
他准备好，所以他可以来完成我们的生命。
So we can get into our ultimate destiny.
我们才可以完成我们最佳的命定。
It is very simple.
这很简单的道理。
To jump into the covenant blessing.
跳进盟约的祝福，很简单。
Make up your mind.
你心就准备好。
I don't want to look behind.
下决心说，我不想要都是落后的。
I want to look beyond.
我不想要看后面，我要看超越目前的。
Abraham could not look behind.
亚伯拉罕不再看背后了。
When he left his family,
他一旦离开他的家，
he never went back.
他就不再回头。
Some Christians today in church,
有些人今天来教会。
Tomorrow they are out of church.
明天就不来教会。
Abraham was consistent.
但亚伯拉罕非常的稳定。
You can see the spirit of consistency.
所以你可以在他身上看到一个属灵的稳定。
Progressively in God.
他就是渐渐在神里面不断成长。
And that was like God increasing.
所以上帝就不断加增他。
Amen. We can jump into the covenant blessing today.
我们今天也可以跳入那。蒙约的祝福。
And say God,
说上帝啊，
This is my season.
这是我的季节。
This is my time.
这是我的时刻啊。
I believe it.
我相信哦。
There's a scripture I love so much about Abraham.
哦，有一处经文有关于亚伯拉罕，我真是爱死了。
I love this beautiful scripture.
我真是很爱这一个经文。
It's in Romans chapter 4.
这是在罗马书四章。
One of the tremendous things about Father Abraham.
这是有一节在讲到关于亚伯拉罕很惊人的事。
Look at something there.
你看看这边讲的。
When everything was hopeless.
一切看来是。
Chapter 4.
绝望的在第四节。
Look at verse 18.
看看第十八节。
You read down to verse 22.
一直到二十二节。看到了吗？
Whom against hope believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
十八节，他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。
Can we have men that have hope and believe?
我们可不可以做一些那些有盼望、相信的人
？This is my season.
对呀，这是属于我的季节。
I claim it.
我宣告。
Look at 19.
十九节。
And be not weak in faith. He was not weak in faith.
他的信心还是不软弱。
No matter his old age, he could not consider his old age.
不管他年龄在多大，他不觉得。
He looked at his own body. He did not consider his own old body.
虽然想到自己的身体如同已死。
Now dead.
已死。
when he was about 100 years old.
那时已经快100岁了。
None of the deadness of Sarah's womb.
莎拉的生育已经断绝。
He did not look at things in the negative side.
他也不用负面的角度看情况。
His body was dead. Sarah's womb was dead.
他自己老了，莎拉不能生育了。
20.
二十节。
He scoffed not at the promise of God through unbelief.
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信。
He was not moved.
他不受影响。
But was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
他反而因为信心，而且就得坚固，将荣耀归给上帝。
So whatever you are passing through in your life,
因此不管你一生遭遇什么
，Copy this scripture today.
你就好好把这些经文给
Behave like Abraham.
啊，记下来，你要像亚伯拉罕这样子行。你绝对不要在信心上软弱。
He stood.
你要站立起来。
Lord, I want to give you glory, glory, Lord.
说主，我要把荣耀归给你。
He was giving glory to God.
他把荣耀归给神。
Glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto God. Amen. He gave glory every day.
他天天把荣耀归给神。
Look at verse 21.
二十一节。
I'm being fully persuaded. I love this.
全满心相信啊。
Who persuaded him?
到底是谁让他相信？
His faith in God.
是他在神里面的信心。
Being fully persuaded.
他满心相信
that he that promised, he was able also to perform it.
神所应许的必能做成。
God has given a promise.
上帝给他应许了。
He believed God.
他信了上帝。
That God has the ability to perform the miracle.
他相信神能够来让应许成就。
Can we come like Abraham?
我们可不可以像亚伯拉罕一样
？In tough time.
在面对艰困的时候
in the business world,
尤其在做生意的世界
in the family,
在家庭里
in the office,
在办公室
a quitter never wins,
一个放弃的人他没有得胜的机会
a winner never quits,
但得胜的人他绝不轻言放弃
tough time never lasts,
艰困的时间不会永续
But tough men do.
但是勇敢的人他可以持续长久
to refuse to be defeated.
这些人他们不愿意来接受失败
I will never accept no for an answer.
我绝对不会接受人家给我拒绝作为答案
Abraham said, I know my miracle is on the way, on the way, on the way.
亚伯拉罕说我知道、我的属于我的神迹就在路上要来了要来了要来了
Amen.Can somebody believe God tonight?
我们今天是不是也要有人来相信上帝啊
The God of Abraham is my God.
说那亚伯拉罕的上帝也是我的上帝。
The miracle of Abraham is my miracle.
行神迹的亚伯拉罕那位上帝也是我的上帝。
God is going to do the impossible for me.
上帝即将为我行不可能的事。
Amen.
是不是
？If you are here tonight,
若今晚你在这里
，and you have not known Jesus,
你还没有认识耶稣
，it's very simple.
这很简单，要认识耶稣的话
，the most exciting family to belong to.
我们可以来加入最让人兴奋的家庭，就是
is the family of God，
就是上帝的家庭。
And there's no fee to pay，
而且还不用付钱呢，真是好。
The only fee is to confess your sins，
唯一的代价就是你就认你的罪。
And accept Jesus into your heart，
接受耶稣进入你的心。
As Lord，
作为你的主。
And Savior，
你的救主。
That's all it takes，
只要这样子即可。
And you accept Jesus，
你接受耶稣。
And you're going to enter into the blessings family.
你就可以进入上帝家庭的祝福。
So if you have not accepted Jesus,
因此今晚若你还没有认识耶稣，还没有接受耶稣，我们在我们即将要为你祷告。
Ask God to step in your life.
我们要求上帝来进入你的生命。
Salvation blessing to your life.
把得救的祝福带到你的生命里。
Amen.Let us pray.
我们来低头祷告。
Let us pray for the unsaved souls everywhere in the world.
现在为世界各地还没有认识主的人来祷告。
The next prayer I'm going to pray is that God help me to be an obedient child like Abraham.
第二个，我们就求神帮助我们做一个顺服的孩子，如同亚伯拉罕。
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. I give a praise today. I magnify you. I worship you, Lord. I exalt your great and tremendous and excellence and beautiful name, Lord. Lord, today we've come before your presence. We magnify you. 拜托，开口祈祷，开口祷告。We praise you, Lord. We pray for those who have not known Jesus as their Lord and Savior of their life. And Lord, we ask your blessings to come upon these lives. Oh God, reach out to these men, reach out to these women, reach out to them all over the world and bring them to the place of repentance, salvation and repentance in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you, Lord. I give you glory and honor. Be that exalted. Hallelujah.Lord, we pray today in the name of Jesus. We want to see salvation, a true salvation, breaking forth, oh God. Reach out to these covenant men, covenant keepers, oh God, for them to become committed men like Abraham, a man with a commitment. Lord, they will be committed to you In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray it, hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you, Lord, today. We magnify you, Jesus. We lift your name forever, hallelujah. Be exalted, Lord. Lord, I want to be your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor, hallelujah. Jesus.
你们收听的是葡萄树传媒 ymedia.org。